Quebec, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It says so right here on the skin. It has taken me too long to get out here. I have promised the Maryland Lottery that I was going to let myself play during the month of October. We canceled once. We canceled twice. We're here. We're Nick's Grandstand Grill. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. We're going to be with our mayor, Brandon Scott, on Wednesday at Coco's. And, you know, this is where the argument begins, because I've been knowing Tommy going on 25 years, 26 years, probably like 95, 96. Tommy Chigurh says, you've been with Nick's since birth, literally,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's
so
correct.
So when I'm talking about crabs and crab cakes, you come at this honest. I don't know how long you've been out here in Timonium, but we're in Timonium. We're at the racetrack. My dad used to come out here. I saw Crack the Sky here 30 years ago, and every year we have Rockin' at the Races out here. And now OTB, I mean, you've really turned this. Was this a restaurant before you had it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yeah, High Tops was running it. And
Jimmy Bell.
Jimmy,
all right.
Jimmy, cool guy. Great, you know.
Well, he was on the other end of the racetrack.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, he's still there. Yeah, so.
They had all of them over there. Ray Lewis, you know, Flacco, all that in the day, right?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so then I found out that it was available through a friend of mine. He just sends me a text, and he says, hey, the Maryland State Fair is looking for somebody to take over the restaurant.
The space.
The space.
Yeah.
I guess Jimmy had enough of it. He's busy over there.
Of course.
And I understood that.
Well, he's running around doing catering with Buffett.
He's all over.
Travis Tritt and whoever else he's
running fabulous.
With.
He's fabulous. He's a great guy. Anyway, so I said, I got to check this
it's
place
Toby
out.
It's Toby Keith. I got the wrong. I don't know. I hate all of it. It's terrible country music. God bless all of you.
So I get this text, and I'm thinking, I live right up in Cockeysville. I know nothing about this place, and I said,
what were you doing? Now, so I know you. Anybody that knows you, anybody that's ever slurped an oyster or had a pound of shrimp or had sushi down at the foot of what is now the watershed, not the chop tank. I get the names mixed up. Cross Street, everybody knows that you were 35 years on Cross Street. From what year to what? When did that end?
It ended in 2005. 2008. I sold Cross Street.
Okay.
Yeah. Sold Nick's Fish House in 2015. But, I started. My father bought into Cross Street in 1970. So, you know, I was hopping when I was going to Northern High School. Jumped
so you're
on
a real
bus.
Baltimore guy.
I'm a Baltimore guy.
You grew up in the city.
Grew up in the city. I actually spent the 70s at Holland's Market. My father had a fish stall in Holland's Market, so I spent...
Man, in the 70s, the markets, right? I was at Lexington Market Wednesday, right? Like, you're a market guy. When I tell you I'm at Fadley's, you know, that's after your heart, right? Like, that's where it's at, right?
My father, my brothers all worked at Fadley's. I was the only one in the family that ever worked there.
You steal the recipe? I don't know, man. I got... You know, this is a crab cake tour.
Yeah,
I'm going to have a crab cake. I'm going to have a crab cake.
Yes.
Yeah, so 08 you leave. When did you come in here?
I came here 2 years ago. So in between, I was the director of seafood for Klein ShopRite Markets. Then I took a position at Martin Seafood. I was at the J.J. McDonald Company, and then I'm at E. Goodwin & Sons, and I still sell seafood for E. Goodwin & Sons.
Same crab cake all the way?
All the way.
You've never done it any other way?
You know what? When I took over, when my dad passed away in 1987, I took over the market. And so I started doing some experiments and talking to different chefs, and I said, look, we're in Baltimore. Okay, I don't want that crab. I said I want a Baltimore crab cake.
What does that mean to you? I began this tour. I'm from East Baltimore, and I've really learned a lot about crab cakes.
Sure,
they're all different.
They are.
I mean, and that really at the heart of doing this conversation, learning about people and selling lottery tickets and having a good time and bringing sponsors on and meeting old friends. I had no idea, because I've eaten a million crab cakes in a million places, and a lot of places I just wouldn't order a crab cake because I've done business so long with the Barn, with Costas's, with, you know, just places where they would send me crab cakes to the studio, I would eat them on the air, and then I don't crave it for, you know, so if I'm in Costas, I'm probably getting crabs. If I'm in the Barn, I'm definitely probably getting crabs. You know, like, I'm talking 25 years ago, where the crab cake thing, I took it for granted.
Sure.
You know, and then I would go out, and I just wouldn't order, maybe at Angelina's.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or someplace like that. But yeah. I ate in your stall. I moved downtown in 3, so you were there the first 5 or 6 years. I ate sushi in your place, and sometimes over at McGurk's. There was a guy named Rich that made this delicious shrimp tempura roll. But I ate your rolls all the time. But I ate sushi at your place.
That's our special today.
Shrimp tempura roll?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have one. Give me one of those. I'll do that for old time's sake.
Yeah.
But I never had a crab cake at your place. I don't know that I ever had crabs there because I just didn't get crabs from you. I got sushi from you. That's what I did.
I get
you
that.
Know? And
I'm the
so
same
you,
way.
You pigeonhole. You get the same thing. So this crab cake tour is taking me places. I mean, like I'm going to Roost Chris next month. I mean, I guess I've had a crab cake there once 20 years ago, but I get a steak when I'm at Roost Chris.
Right.
You know, I just don't get it.
No, I'm the same way.
So your place, crab cakes at Cross Street, I wouldn't think of. Now, at your seafood house down at the foot of the city, that felt more like a place I would get a crab cake.
But you know what? At the market, what was really cool and what really launched us is that we were making the crab cakes right in front of everybody.
Okay.
So they were watching us, and they saw the crab meat that we were using. It's a big thing.
Don't tell me. Steve Villanet's a mutual friend.
So whatever crab meat you're putting in that crab cake is making the difference, okay?
So if your cans are coming in from China and you're getting the good stuff. Oh, that's not the good stuff. Oh, all right. Right.
No,
and no. You can taste the difference.
You can taste the difference.
I can taste the difference now.
Sure.
And I don't have the palate you have where you've been in the seafood business 50 years, but over the last couple of years, I started to discern, and when I came up with this idea that it would become something where I could come to your beautiful OTB with a Maryland flag here, we got guys betting on races, gals betting on races. You had Journey playing when I came in, then Styx came on, so and then Air Supply, but we're not going to talk about that.
No.
But, you know, for the crab cake sandwich to be our state thing, and for everybody to make a difference. So you said something, you're like, I want a Baltimore crab cake. What's a Baltimore crab cake?
Well, okay. First off, growing up in the 70s in the markets, you know, crackers
and mustard?
Well, that's kind of the codfish cake.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I actually like mustard with my crab cake. Yeah, I like mustard.
When I was a kid at Memorial Stadium next to the Leaning Tower Pizza, they would serve a crab cake there that was a fried East Baltimore, probably a lot of claw meat special, whatever. It was nothing.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Gucci crab cake,
but
it came with mustard and it came with crackers.
And guess what? That sounds damn good to
me.
And
a lot of Old Bay. See, I grew up poor in Dundalk, so we didn't have jumbo lump and like all that. My mom killed it with Worcestershire, French's mustard, mayonnaise, and then celery seed, and then Old Bay'd it all up and fried the hell out of it, and there we go. So what I'm saying is I have a cheap man's taste, you know what I mean? I have a ropa vieja taste, but a filet mignon heart, you know what I'm saying?
Well, here's pretty much, and I'll say it real quick, what my ingredients are. Okay, and again, I talked to some different people.
You breadcrumbs, you crackers. That's first thing.
I use crackers.
Okay,
I crush the crackers.
Okay,
okay.
Saltines. Okay,
mayonnaise, egg, Old Bay, dry mustard.
A lot of folks will go with a Dijon.
But I do a little bit of Gouldens.
Okay, you do a little Gouldens. Okay,
with the dry mustard.
Okay,
okay.
You have French's on the table here.
Yeah.
So, like, and I've never eaten French. I hate French's mustard.
Really?
I've never in my life put it on a hot. You know what? Sometimes it sneaks on a hamburger at McDonald's and I'll eat it. But, like, only, you know what I mean? But, like, I would never, I won't even touch the tube. That's how I feel about mustard.
I'm a mustard guy. I like mustard. So, but anyway, I think the other thing is Worcestershire sauce. And, of course, the crab meat's got to be the right crab meat. Now, I'm here at the Maryland State Fair. I better be putting the right crab meat in my crab cake, okay? So,
are you mandated to buy Maryland? Or, you know, I mean, you can't buy Maryland all year.
No, you can't. Okay, I'm going to explain that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, with all these other different variations of crab meat that's out there, you know, it's like there's some of them that are totally off limits in my kitchen. So here's what I'm about to tell you. So when Maryland's not available, what's the absolute closest to Maryland is Carolina. I got to tell you, Carolina crab meat, absolutely delicious.
Well, you're getting further north with the brininess of the water that these crabs live in. And if they're living in water in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, it's just They taste different.
They taste different. But so now it's like, all right, so when Carolina's not available, what am I going to do? Okay, well, you know, I'm going to try to get bring in a Louisiana, something from down there. It's got to be steamed. That's the other thing. Some crab meat is boiled, and other crab meat is steamed. I always stick with steamed. I never go with the boiled.
Well, it'll be mushy.
It'll be mushy. And so that's that. Okay, now, how about when none of that's available?
Venezuela, my people.
Venezuelan. Venezuela, it's the same species of crab as our blue crab. It's the same crab.
Well, my people are from Maracaibo, Venezuela. So
cool.
Lake Maracaibo,
yeah.
My family's from there. It's the only other place in the world that has our crab.
That's right.
And you know, they've crabbed the hell out of that lake down there. And the one thing about that lake is it used to have bigger crabs, right? And they also, it's 90 degrees. It's on the equator. So
now, but you know, what's good about what they do is they have their seasons of conservation. They were on conservation for a couple of months. They just opened up just now. Okay.
And this changes the pricing of the crab meat.
Yes, it does.
Now, I talked to Damian Fadley. She brought her crab cake prices down $3 a crab cake because everybody had to raise them. And everybody, man, every person I know, I'm going to be with Nick and Pete over at the Costas. I mean, every person I know in June when crab meat went from $18.23 to $48.55 a pound, it changed everything. For everybody, for every restaurant that's in this business.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And a whole lot of them took it off the menu.
I was in Tillman Island, surrounded by crabs, right? I'm in Tillman Island, out of St. Michael's. I could not buy a crab cake in the month of August. I wanted to feature Tillman Island to go down there and get a crab.
Yeah, of course.
There are four places down there that are traditional.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy Schwartz, my dear friend from, you know, former football coach, or still football coach of the Titans, former Eagles coach, former head coach of the Lions, he summers down there, and he and his wife, Kathy, said, there are no crab cakes here. Like, I know you're on a crab cake tour, but you better make sure they have crab cakes. What happened here with you? I mean, you had to raise the prices, right?
Well, we took them off the menu for a while.
Okay.
Then, as we're, you know, people were like, hey, we really want a crab cake. We brought them in, and, you know, everybody, by that time, the news was out there, and everybody knew the situation. So putting a higher price on the crab cake, it wasn't like sticker shock, okay? They were expecting it. Everybody knew it. All right. So
knew it going around Eastern Shore in August, you know.
Yeah.
There were signs on every door, you know, we're using real meat. We had to upcharge $3 for the salad, $5 for the crab cake, whatever it is, portion. And everybody knows, you know, it's coming a pound.
Yep.
If you got a quarter pound of a crab cake, you know, take 55.
Well,
get a quarter of that, and all of a sudden it's got $15 in cost to you.
Exactly. Oh yeah. So anyway, we didn't really raise them
the way you should have or could have.
That's right.
Right.
And it worked out good. You know,
drank more beer.
Hey, guess what? I'm still building this business. You know, it's like this is.
Well, tell me, but Tommy Chigurh's here. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and I have my mask. And if Brandon Scott needs me to wear it on Wednesday, I will. I'm in the city; it's fine. We're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday. We're going to be on Black Friday. We're at Conrad's Crabs in Abingdon, and then on the 3rd of December, we're at Pappas's here in Cockeysville, just north of here. We're in Timonium today. I'm going to be joined by Leonard Raskin, my friend Mike Rosenfeld's coming. I've been to this space a handful of times, okay, for Rocking at the Races. I was here. There was a lovely, my friend Kathy Timpson had a LinkedIn seminar here on LinkedIn marketing and whatnot, and I sat right here. It was like a school.
Cool.
On a 9:30 in the morning one day I was out here. Tell me about this space and your involvement, and you say you've been 3 years, four
2 years?
2 years.
2019.
All right, so we're working on three.
Yeah. Yes. No, I get this text. I find out the space is available. I said, give me a contact. I send an email to the contact with my resume. I get a phone call. Hey, we want to meet you. I come out here. I met with Andy Cashman, the general manager of the Maryland State Fair, and his assistant, Dave Gordon. And I walk in. We were outside of the OTB, and you know, I want to see this space.
Tell me about the OTB in the restaurant. Not the same thing or different?
Different. OTB, that is the number one OTB in Maryland.
Okay.
So, you know, I really didn't know too much about it. I looked at
that. You were a pony guy or not a pony guy?
I'm not a pony guy.
Not a pony guy. Okay, fair enough.
But so they walk me through the OTB. I'm checking it out, and I'm like, wow, this is a cool scene. And I walked into this space, and I said, this is a crab house.
Right, right.
As soon as I said, this is a crab house. I'm interested. I saw it, and I said, I'm interested. So we start meeting, and at this point, it's getting a little closer to the Maryland State Fair. And, you know, they're getting a little antsy with me. It's like, hey, Tom, let's get this thing moving because we really want you in here for the fair. And so we
come. 10 busiest days of summer.
I'm telling you what. Right. It was the most fun I've had. It was just like being in Cross Street Market when there was a home football game.
People coming through. People circling through.
It was fabulous. And you, look, you walk right out my door. Here's the track.
Right.
I was like, this was a whole new scene to me, Nestor, because I'm a Baltimore City guy.
But you've lived up here for a while.
I've lived up here for 15 years.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I never went to the track. I never did it. So it's like, okay, guess what?
You're too busy shucking oysters.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it is.
So anyway, thank you. I'm like, you know something? I think there's going to be some really cool synergy here with the track, with the OTB, with seafood. You know, guess what?
Right off of 83, between Pedonia and Timonium Road. A couple of clients say, where is this? It's a track. Where's the track? Just look for the Nick sign and find it. And, of course, Nick was your dad.
Nick was my dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, so I did what I did, you know, at Cross Street. This is what I do. Okay.
So you bet over here, and then you come over here and get a crab cake.
Yeah, you can bet here. You see, they have the little these things here, and you can put your bets.
So my friend
here
at Greenmount Station, Chris up at Greenmount Station.
Yeah.
He has
an OTB.
I met Chris Lombardi here. I'm mixing my Chris's up. Well, Liquor Chris was he was here for Rocking at the Races.
Oh, so right.
Yeah, I literally sat here and had sushi with him at about 3 weeks ago. So I love you, Chris. Cool scene. One of my original listeners. So Chris up at Greenmount Station, Chris Richards, has an OTB as well. And, you know, I had John Martin on the show today from the Maryland Lottery and Racing. John's on all the time. And we're trying to get everything sort of up and running on the casino side. And we're trying to get Horseshoe right and MGM Live, Hollywood, all that stuff. But you come here. Now, this, at some point, will be a sports casino at 2, right? Or
yes,
there's a licensing involved in that.
And they're working on that. It's getting real close. And
I talked to John about it all the time.
That's going to be the space right here.
Okay. Now you're teaching me things.
Yes.
Okay.
So DraftKings and the Maryland State Fair, the board, they're working all that out.
So they're going to be eating your crab cake?
They're going to beat my crab cake.
I have not had his crab cake. That's why I'm out here at Nick's Grandstand Grill. So tell me more about the menu and stuff, because it's not just crab. This is, when you say crab house, and I saw crabs the minute I walked up here.
Oh, yeah. We got beautiful crabs.
You got crabs.
Beautiful crabs. Oh, yeah. And that's we're starting to build that
this
business.
This is time of year for beautiful crabs.
They're
people
beautiful.
Don't know that.
Oh, yeah. So, but you know what? Right now, it's Maryland's starting to drop off.
Yeah, right.
Okay, those guys are pulling their pots, and they're starting to oyster. You know, they're bringing oysters in now. But, you know,
you got oysters here today, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You do Rockefeller oysters?
You know what? I do that on specials. I don't do that. It's not on the menu.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll throw that out on a special once in a while, on a Sunday or, you know, on the weekend. But, yeah.
That's the way I like them.
I love it.
Wait, once I went down to New Orleans and I had them grilled, char-grilled. After I mean, I like them raw, and you bring them over, I'll eat them. I mean, I love oysters. No problem with that. I love all seafood. So for you with the crab cake and this simple recipe, your dad's recipe?
No.
It's yours.
It's mine. My dad was, I still refer to myself as a fishmonger because I've sold fresh fish. I'm a fish
You're
cleaner.
You're a market guy.
I'm a market guy.
Okay.
You know, and you know, I really became kind of a restaurateur when we did Nick's Fish House. You know, my partners and I, we built that out, and, you know, that was a restaurant. You know, on
what
the
do
water.
You have here on the raw? Like, I obviously recognize the oysters here. Sushi was probably something nobody grew up in Baltimore with sushi, right? I mean, sushi was something I'd never eaten in my life till 1990.
Nestor, this one day, this gentleman comes up to me, big smile on his face. He goes, "Mr. Tommy." I said, "Just call me Tommy." He said, "My name is
Don't pull your microphone down on me. We're on a radio show. Oh, I can't remember the name. Go ahead.
Anyway, so he goes, I'd like to talk to you about putting a sushi bar in here. And I was like, it'll never work. I said, this is a, people come into a market for a chili hot dog. And I said, I'm not interested. And I walked away from him. He comes back the following week, big smile on his face. Did you think about the sushi bar? I said, no. And I walked away from him. He comes back third week in a row, big smile on his face. He goes, hey, Mr. Tommy. He goes, can we talk about the sushi bar? And I said, let's talk about the sushi bar. And we talked about the sushi bar.
Was it a hit right away?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't a hit right away, but you know why?
I know
I didn't
for
really
sushi.
Push. Weird. I didn't really push it. I gave him a real little spot in Cross Street Market. Then all of a sudden, I saw him working. I saw how he handled the knives. I saw how he handled the fish. And let me tell you, when you're working with sushi, you know, it's got to be thin. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be super fresh. Everything about it. It's real. It's immaculate how he.
It's an art form.
It's an art form. It's beautiful. So anyway, I kept my mouth shut and I let him do the talking and the working, and I realized how wrong I was. And then eventually, I gave him a huge space in CrossFit.
Well, I mean, the pencils, the forms, you know, filling it out. That's yeah. When I think of your place at Cross Street Market, I think that's where I went for sushi.
Yeah.
Often. Yeah. Tommy's here. We're at Nick's Grandstand Grill. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. We're getting a crab cake. Have we put the order on? Come on over. We're going to order a crab cake. Oh, we're going to talk sushi? What are we going to do? I don't know what we're doing here. I'm going to tell you.
She's coming over right now. We'll give her the order.
Oh, we're going to put the order in for the crab
yes.
cake. All right.
Yeah.
I thought we did that before we started. So we'll take a break, though. That's fine, man.
Okay.
I let me use the bathroom if we do that.
Sure.
So what are we ordering here? Let's
so
order something. I'll take a break.
We're going to start off. Hey, Daria. Get over. Yeah, come
no,
on.
No, you're in the camera. Yeah. We got to order.
Of course
it's
we
fine.
Want you on here.
I can put you in a headset if you want.
So start us off with a little cup of the corn and crab chowder.
Ooh.
Okay.
Soup.
Only because it's so good.
It's winter day.
I know.
Perfect.
Anyway, start us off with a cup of that. Then we're also going to have a crab cake platter, some fries and coleslaw. Okay.
Perfect.
And then after we eat that, we'll do sushi, but in the meantime, you can start us off with the two chowders and the two crab cake platters.
Nice. We'll take a break. We're at a Nick's Grandstand Grill. How do you get here? You just get off Timonium Road. Come to the racetrack. Come on out here. It's beautiful. Casino's coming. OTB's here. I'm here. Friends are going to be here. We're going to have a Maryland crab cake. Stay with us. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We are BaltimorePositive.com.